The fort and the land around it is rich in American history.
It was the site of the first slave ships to land in a new world. But during the Civil War, almost 250 years later, Fort Monroe also became a refuge for slaves that were escaping from the South.
The Army fort was finally deactivated in a 2005 cost-cutting move. But the president says its resurgence will lift the whole region.
Local officials estimate that this may end up creating as many as 3,000 jobs in the region. It will add millions of dollars to the local economy.
The president says the proclamation will save Fort Monroe from major development and preserve its history for generations. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.